The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast, episode 197. How's everybody doing? It's your host, Kevin, and I'm out for a nice little walk today. And before you ask, no, I'm not actually inserting run brakes in this walk. I'm just trying to walk a little more brisk. And the reason for that is because later on today, I'm going to go for a run. And I've already decided I'm going to push the run a little bit today. I'm going to run, at least hopefully, my plan is to run faster and stress myself a little bit on the run. Probably run a little bit shorter than normal. My normal run is right at 5 miles. So, you know, I'm thinking 3.5-4 miles of pushing it today. So I wanted to get a little bit more in the way of my steps and my exercising. So plus it's a lot easier to walk without inserting run brakes and record for the episode. So there you go. So I told a friend the other day that it is not spring yet. Spring will actually happen on my older twin's birthday in just a couple of weeks. It's not spring yet, but man, I think I can see it from here. But I'm going to leave the weather report to the Three Stooges later on in the show. And speaking of the Three Stooges, we've got another Pennsylvania episode with a lot of updates from my Pennsylvania lovable extra milers. I am so going to get there one day, I promise, guys. If nothing else, the bird in hand is definitely on my bucket list. Y'all who've been around a while have heard Nate and Dwayne and JD and who else? There've been so many Pennsylvania folks who've done that bird in hand that it is on my bucket list. It just happens at not an optimal time for somebody who has kids who do sports around that time of the year, but it's on my bucket list. I looked up before I came out today, and thank goodness that this year's race is at least on the website is gonna happen. So obviously subject to change, but I believe it's September the 11th of this year. And that reminds me that things really are looking up. You'll hear several updates in this episode about folks who are training and some who have actually already done some real in-person races, anywhere from half marathons all the way up to 50Ks. Marisa, Dwayne, Nate, just plain Dave. Such a happy theme strung throughout this episode, as is Jeff Galloway's customized training program. You'll hear from a few folks who chat about that as well. And I want to talk more about customized training later on in the episode. But between now and then, pay particular attention during the submissions from Nate, Marisa, and listen to their feelings about customized training, because I want to chat a little bit about it later on. There's also some early chatter about the 2021 edition of the Jeff Galloway 13.1, and I say that with my fingers crossed. We'll chat a tiny bit about that at the end of the episode as well. There's 1 mile. What am I doing? 18:25. That's a pretty much a normal pace for just walking for me. Anyway, let's get to the good stuff, huh? Enough chatter from me about all the good stuff. Let's listen to it and stick around. Got some stuff I want to hit you up with at the end of the episode. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey Kevin on your extra mileage, it's Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Just calling in on my cool down of my drill run. I am out, it's right about 5 a.m. and supposed to get some more snow. We're halfway through February, so hopefully only one more month of this. And I did great in January with getting out here, getting tons of miles, and February's been a little harder, but I'm getting out here, enjoying my miles. I've ran a half marathon last weekend, and my goal was to run the second half as close to race pace as possible, and as a result of running the first half slower, I was able to get a new personal record in February in Pennsylvania. That's pretty cool. I'm so grateful for my customized coach Chris and all the extra milers that are the customized training friends. It's been amazing. If you're feeling discouraged during this time, I highly recommend checking out Customize. It's truly been a game changer for me. And my goal has been for a while to do a half marathon every month. And it's been a hit or miss. This year, it's been a hit. I don't know that I've done at least, actually, on my Customize, I had Coach Chris make it so I had a virtual half marathon each month. So every other, so I have one 13.1, and then he has me going up to 15, and that's been awesome. So at 40, I'm getting new PRs, which is super exciting, and it's not about that. Really enjoy just being out here and enjoying my extra mile with each of you. So I hope you're doing great. Enjoy your extra mile. Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, hello everybody. This is Dwayne coming at you from the snow-covered landscape in central Pennsylvania, Lancaster County. I feel like I'm running in one of those expeditions to Antarctica. It's crazy. It's beautiful. But, of course, it's about 32 degrees, so it's a lot warmer than it would be if it was in Antarctica. Hey, I'm out today for a nice, slow 8-miler, okay, as part of a pre-training plan for myself. I haven't been able to say that for quite some time. So I've got some exciting report for you on training. Like I said, this week will be sort of an improvised week of training yet,
before next week I kick into a 16-week training plan for my first. And there's a couple listeners out there that'll hopefully be glad to hear this, my first ultra marathon experience, which is, or ultra run, I guess I should say. I'm going to do the 50K, the shortest ultra that you can do. I'm easing my way into it. As you know, I ran with Dave, just plain Dave, last fall up in New Hampshire, and I got a 26-mile trail run, a tough one, in up there, so I feel like I'm on the verge of being able to do this. So I stepped it up a little bit, and I'll be running what's called the Laurel Highlands Ultra in western Pennsylvania. It's a point-to-point 50K. I'll be driving out on a Saturday in mid-June, and I'm going to stop in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and check out the Flight 93 crash site, the memorial they have there for Flight 93 on Saturday. Soak that in, get a nice meal, shack up somewhere, and then there's a bus that takes us south from the finish line to Ohio Pile, Pennsylvania, where the race will begin. There's also a 70-miler or a 70K the same day. I'm running the 50K. But, and we'll run north. I did some research, there is a 5,100 feet, so 5,100 feet of gain. So this is a Haley ultra for my first one. But I've sort of been training on hills for long distance trails, so I'm just going to continue that. And actually, it's less climbing than I did on some of my training runs and on Wapak, my Wapak experience. It's a little bit less climbing than that. The cool thing is, it's still mainly, it's not like this is just as much descent as there is climbing. It's sort of an uphill battle the whole way. I think there's 1,400 feet of gain of elevation just in literally above sea level. So it'll be a nice challenge. I think between miles 6 and 8 is the real big nasty climb. It's a 2-mile ascent where probably close to half of my elevation will be gained in that 2-mile period. No, not that much, but it's still a very big climb. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be training for. I'm going to find some sort of a... Wait, I've got to watch my... Oh, shoot! I didn't start my watch back there. See, I knew it. I knew I'd get confused. Okay. Now I'm going to start it. I guess I'll be running about a 1/2 mile extra today. I knew that would happen. I said, I'm going to mess something up. I have... I'm trying the old record while I'm running thing. And what I'm using is a set of earbuds that has a wire to it. I have to plug it in. And has a built-in microphone, so I hope it's working. And yes, Kevin, you're probably scratching your head saying, didn't you just get a nice set of Jaybirds for Christmas? The answer is yes. And I'll put it this way. I think I've misplaced my Jaybirds already. I knew that would be an issue. Used them at the gym. I know I didn't set them down somewhere irresponsible. They're probably tucked away in a pocket or of a gym bag or a jacket that I just haven't thought of yet. I didn't look real hard, but I'm a little concerned. But anyway, today I had to go out. I have to get medical tape and tape the earbuds onto my ears because those Apple earbuds that come with your phones, they don't stay in at all. So I've got this tape, you know, smacked across my ears, holding them in. But it allows me to record. I knew I wanted to make a recording today. So anyway, I haven't done an organized race since October of 2019, when I did a half Ironman distance triathlon as a follow-up to my Ironman that summer. I did nothing in 2020. No organized events, no virtual events. Well, I did. I earned an extra mile long sleeve shirt and running some kind of like a 10K or something. Yeah, that's what I did. But that's the only virtual thing. So anyway, I'm excited about getting back into some kind of organized training for something. And the thing I learned last episode was JD and Anthony are going to be going down to Frederick, Maryland for the half marathon down there. And I think this happened once before with JD. That same date, my favorite local 10K / half marathon happens. And I'm going to be running that at the same time they're running down in Maryland. And one of these years, I want those guys to come and join me for the very affordable $30 half marathon local run here in Lancaster County. So next year, you guys have to join me for that one. I wanted to tell you guys one other thing. I'm trying to, you know, learn to run these. Now, this is 8 miles today on a Sunday. I ran 4 yesterday. So it's just like a 12-mile weekend as I prepare to jump into this training plan. And I'm breathing kind of heavy. I don't want that. I want it to be able to be conversational because I'm trying to run in that aerobic zone. So I set one of those alarms on my Garmin. Anytime I'm over 136 beats per minute, that it beeps at me and yells at me to slow down. That thing's going off constantly. I'm like, if I run any slower, I feel like I'm going to be walking. So I don't know what that's all about, because my heart rate normally is pretty accurate. It seems to me it's in a normal zone. Okay, it's yelling at me. It's 133, and it says it's high, meaning I'm getting close to that threshold of 136 that it doesn't want me to cross. Okay, so I'll slow down again. Might as well just be a run, like one of those Olympic walkers that just, where their hips are all stiff. And I could try that. It's probably exhausting, actually. All right, guys. So that's where I'm at. I'll keep you up to date how that goes. Anybody wants to go out with me to see the memorial on June 12th and then hang out? It's a self-supported, I'm going to be self-supported the whole time for the ultra. They'll have 3 aid stations where I can stock up, but I'm just going to be on my own. Hope I can mentally get through it. I broke down around mile 19 with Dave, and if it weren't for him, I might have dropped out then. I can't do that. I got to hang in there for this next one. So let's prove that I can do it. I'm going to give it a try. See you guys.
Well, hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave from Southeastern Massachusetts calling in with a training update. What a beautiful day. It is a sunny Friday in February, and there are a couple feet of snow on the ground here in central Massachusetts, and I found myself near the base of Mount Wachusett at lunchtime. And so I went for a hike. And one of my training goals this winter has been to go for a hike every week. Doesn't have to be a mountain, though this is a legitimate mountain. Mount Wachusett has a medium-sized family-friendly ski hill on the north face of the mountain. But the south face, the sunny side, is a state park, state reservation land. And it's a lovely trail. It is really, really snowy and icy, so I'm kind of walking just on the edge. I'm wearing my Salomon Speedcross trail shoes. And oh, I'm going to pause. Here's a big steep spot. My Salomon Speedcross trail shoes, they are super deep lugs. They're like 4 or 5 millimeter lugs. They are great for mud and snow. But I have to admit, it's been the ascent. This was just like climbing straight up an icy staircase the side of this mountain. Though, not stairs, but you know what I mean. It was a pretty well-packed trail. So I wasn't getting my ankles snowy. Very, very icy, very well packed. But on the way down with the slush in the sunshine at lunch, ooh, it's a little slick. It's good fun, but the sky is so blue. and I am in a forest that's a mix of hardwoods. There's some elm trees, a couple of those papery leaves just still kind of hanging on. All the other leaves have blown away, and I am down. There's a steep trail called Pine Hill Trail. That's the best way to go up the mountain, and I am doing the loop trail back, which is a longer horizontal run, but much less steep. And I'm glad I chose this route. It is beautiful. I haven't seen any people. And it's a little less treacherous than the straight down. And if I fall, I'm sliding a long ways. So I hope you guys are out getting some sunshine, enjoying the winter, and maybe a little bit of snow. So today from Mount Wachusett in lovely Princeton, Massachusetts, this is Just Plain Dave. Enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Old Jim from south of Council Bluffs checking in. Today is March 3rd, 2021. I see the call went out toward the end of last week for submissions. So never one to want to disappoint the Grand Poobah. I thought I would take this opportunity to make a short submission. What's so special about today is it's my first outside run of the year. 29 degrees, but going up to 63 today. Be nice if I ran in the afternoons, but I'd run early. So 29 degrees, the Wabash is a mess. It's still ice-covered, snow-covered, and, it's going to be just horrible. People are going to be using it and putting ruts in it. And so it'll be a while before I get back on my Wabash routes. But I came down to the trailhead, and I ran west on the dead-end road that then picks up the Manawa bike path. It's what I usually, if I'm on the road bike, it's the route that I take on the road bike. Except not as far, obviously. But anyway, so I jumped onto the Manawa bike path, went 4.5 out and back for a 9-miler. I could sure feel the difference between a treadmill and running on the concrete. What a difference. A lot slower, you know. I went from 8:30 miles on a treadmill to I think it was 9:10 or 11 something. No, it was 11 or 12. 9:11 or 9:12. I didn't look at the watch. I knew it was going to be, different first time out. So I just tried to get the cadence down right and just let whatever happened happen. And when I'm all said and done, I look and I check the cadence, and it's 189, which is where I'm usually at all year round when I'm running outside on the Wabash, regardless of the route. I try to stay around that 189, and I'm really surprised to see that. So, of course, what that tells you is that same cadence with a 9, 11, or 12 pace, and I can run that same cadence, at a 9-minute pace or even less. So I'm obviously not covering the distance with each step right now that I hopefully will be, later in the year. Interesting, and I got to chalk it up to the difference between running on a treadmill and running outside. Running on a treadmill, that belt is assisting your leg going back, and of course on the pavement, on the hard surface, you're having to do that all yourself. So to me, that tells me, that treadmill miles, though it's good, they're really not indicative so much of what you can do outside. But obviously, it's better than sitting on the couch eating out of a gigantic jar of cheese balls. Anyway, I don't have anything else to report. Just I guess I would consider this kind of the end of my winter conditioning. I think all this week and next week we're going to be having these good temperatures. Still a lot of snow on the ground in places, big mounds of it here and there, but for the most part, a lot of it, you know, 90% of it is gone, and that's obviously a good thing. So indoors on the spin bike will continue. Be a long time before it's warm enough in the mornings for me to get outside on the regular bike. In the meantime, hopefully the weather holds and I'm able to get some more outdoor runs in. Nothing else really important going on in my life. Same old, same old. It's getting older, getting slower. So, I guess that's about it from old Jim from South of Council Bluffs. Everybody take care. Train smart. Train safe. I will say that I have a feeling that things are going to be really, really improving here with this stupid virus crap. We got our first shot. We'll be getting our second shot here in a couple weeks. No side effects at all from the first one. But, you know, states and cities and whatnot, they're starting to relax those government-imposed restrictions. Everybody knows what's best for us except us, which I do not understand. I never will understand, and I will never agree with, but that's just me, and I'm an old guy, and whatever. So, that's it from South of Council Bluffs. I'm going to load myself into the old vehicle here and head home, take a shower, relax, work the crossword puzzle, and do all the things that old people do. Talk to you all later. Old Jim from South of Council Bluffs. I'm out of here. Hey, thanks, Kevin, for what you do. I was remiss. I usually try to make sure I do that. Appreciate all you do to keep the community going and keep the podcast going. Talk to you later, Jim. Bye.
Telephone for the Three Stooges!
Maybe it would.
All right.
It's not midnight blue.
It is 20 degrees out here, and look who I'm with.
Hey,
oh,
you.
Wait. Guess who I am with?
This is Anthony.
This is JD.
And it's Nate. We are running loops around, just enjoying being together.
Yep.
On this balmy Saturday.
That's right.
York High School.
And it's important for us to make sure we tell Kevin all about the weather.
Yeah.
Because we know how overly interested he is. The wind chill right now is 10. I wish that was Celsius, but it's not.
Now, speaking of snot.
Oh, thank you, walk break.
That's right.
All right. We are at 8 miles into my 6 mile run today.
Hey.
Wow.
Bonus miles. Bonus miles.
I had a hour prediction run on the schedule for my customized, but I got a text from my buddy JD. He's like, hey, want to run 12 miles with me tomorrow? And Anthony, he's like, sure, let me check with Chris. And here I am enjoying double the miles, actually.
Because you always have to check with Dad first.
Yeah. Coach.
Pleasure, double your fun.
That's right.
It's a run.
Coach Chris has got to give the thumbs up.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris, for letting Nate go.
Yeah. Thank you for letting Nate come out to play. But I predict you will run longer than an hour today.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my prediction run for you.
Yes. And it's beautiful out here. Definitely a sunny day.
Yep.
All right, for sun.
Yep.
Still freezing.
We all have our Goodyear glasses on.
Yep.
Not the heat
I think we
you.
Have every color in the rainbow here.
I think we do.
Right?
I think we do. You know, on a 20 degree morning, it's not the heat that gets you, it's the humidity.
That's right. That's right. What is the humidity today, Anthony? I know Kevin wants to know.
I gotta look it up.
Yeah. Probably 20.
We're enjoying talking about our training.
Yep.
Races.
Yep.
And how we look forward to seeing all you guys in Atlanta in December. So.
And how to get to Kevin's house.
Yep, how to get to Kevin's house. Yeah. How amazing all you guys are. And look forward to seeing you guys in person soon. All right, enjoy your extra mile. This is Nate from Harrisburg.
This is Jim, also not from Harrisburg.
This is Anthony and/or Toodles from York, near Harrisburg.
All right, catch you guys later.
Toodles!
Toodles!
Well, hello, Kevin and all of the Extra Mile family. This is Marisa calling in after a long, long time since my last submission. I'm calling in from snowy New York. I don't believe it will ever end. Exciting news, I'm signed up for a freezer 5-miler this coming Sunday, which would be February 21st. And I'm hoping that by then the paths and the roads will be clear enough to run a real live in-person race with excellent COVID protocols in place. The race is capped at 200 and the waves are staggered, so I'm pretty confident that it will be okay. It's very exciting. I hope everyone is doing well. Training is going well thanks to Chris's plan. I have been following this plan now for a little bit over a year, and it's been a wonderful help, especially during COVID when the tendency would be to back off. So I'm looking forward to more in-person racing, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of my extra miler friends in person, hopefully someday soon, hopefully by Atlanta in December, but that's a ways off. Fingers crossed. Stay well, everyone.
So good morning, Kevin, and all the Extra Mile family out there. This is Carlos and Samantha running towards the Mountain of Joy. It's Sunday. It's early, but it's daylight.
38 seconds ahead. Time 3 minutes. Distance 0.41 kilometers. Average heart rate 149. Workout average pace 7 minutes 9 seconds per kilometer.
I'm going to run with you until I get to Robin Wood. And then I will say bye-bye. Just me and my friend, the talking Samantha. She's keeping track of my pace and my heart rate and my time. Today I'm planning to run for 1 hour, and in that hour I'm running Mount Doug and down Glen Denny.
Time 4 minutes. Distance 0.56 kilometers. Average heart rate 166. Workout average pace 7 minutes per kilometer.
So I'm going a little bit faster than I need to today. Taking advantage of the clear, deserted sidewalk on San Juan Avenue. You're all doing great, and a lot of you have already had your flu shots, your coronavirus shots. I still wait. I'm not old enough yet to be fast.
Distance 0.72 kilometers. Average heart rate 166. Workout average pace 6 minutes 52 seconds per kilometer.
I'm looking for the warmer weather now. It's going to be so nice running in shorts and a t-shirt. instead of long pants. And they'll be. But no gloves today, which is a good thing. Robin Wood is about a kilometer from my house. And I'm just turning onto Robin Wood now.
Seconds ahead. Time 6 minutes. Distance 0.89 kilometers. Average heart rate 168. Workout average pace 6 minutes 44 seconds per kilometer.
Bye bye, everyone.
And we're live.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. There's my David. Just plain David.
I know.
Right. That just went right
into
my head.
Hello, Kevin, all you extra milers.
Dee 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 dee.
No, no.
Hey, hi, Kevin. No. It's Dwayne.
Hi, Dave.
good to not hear
Dave?
From you. But
well, hello to you, Dave, because we know Dave is listening, and we've all met Dave, and we all like Dave. Not as much as we like Kevin, because of course it's his podcast, yeah. And we all love Kevin. Everyone loves Kevin. That should be like a TV show.
Or us.
Everyone loves Kevin.
Or a candy bar.
We've had Everyone Hates Chris. There should be like Everyone Loves Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Three of us just ran together again. Were you there? No. Knock, knock. Who's not there? Kevin.
I wish you were here.
Yep, we all wish you were here. And we all wish we had a Kevin bar.
Yeah, still waiting on the Kevin bar.
Because they come with nougat.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Hey, Kevin, I never get a chance to talk to you. I'm going to tell you this real quick. I have a gym near me called Spooky Nook that I've mentioned before in the past. It's a huge complex. They're building a sister building in Cincinnati. I wondered if you have heard about it in the news. A big sports complex.
That's a great place.
That is, it's going to be exactly the same thing that I've got here 3 miles from my house. Check it out if you get a chance.
It's
let me know.
A city in there.
Yeah, why? It's awesome. I mean, Spooky Nook Sports.
I mean, you could always say, why not Cincinnati, but why Cincinnati?
I don't know. They must have done some sort of research on demographics. Cool. It's a hub.
So it's where cool people live.
Yes.
That's why they went there, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it. That's why they're here. That's why they're going to Cincinnati.
Yep.
It's where cool people live.
Yep. Cincinnati is like the...
All right.
Well, finish the sentence. I don't have anything.
Cincinnati has good barbecue sauce. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Another place I've never been.
Montgomery barbecue. Oh, my gosh. That's
is that why the pig thing is held out that way?
Yeah.
Blind pig.
Because of the barbecue?
They used to do a lot of pork.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Porkopolis is the other name.
Delicious after a long run.
You're making me hungry now.
Yeah, let's go eat.
Yeah, amazing barbecue out there. Definitely amazing barbecue.
Yeah, I'm gonna stuff my face today after the last 3 days of run.
You earned it.
So are we making you hungry yet? Because of course it's supposed to be about running, but we're actually talking about food now. Are we making you hungry?
A small pitcher of suds and.
Yep.
Not yet, a couple hours. I'll actually go over your way later on today.
All right.
Cool. I'm going to look at a car for my son.
Oh, cool. All right.
Nice.
We should probably get back to talking to the people we were originally talking to.
Oh, hey.
So hi there, all you extra milers, as we kind of like drifted off into food land.
But now you're back on extra. See,
we're really hungry.
Okay. Yeah, I thought this was just for Kevin.
No.
Well, I wouldn't have gone into the whole rant about a gym. Okay.
Well, this is going to be an awesome month.
Oh, man.
I did it again.
This one makes
it
great.
Let's tell them what we did. We did an hour-long run, time run.
That's right.
Basically a speed workout,
Yep,
right?
It was an hour prediction run, and we were off by, like, 2 seconds.
Phew.
So.
If you don't know what that is, go ask Coach Chris, because that's who told us to do it.
Yep.
And we always listen to Coach Chris.
There you go.
Because he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
So there you are. All right. That's enough mindless banter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm freezing.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
You just made me hungry. I want barbecue now. So there you go. And I have Montgomery barbecue sauce at home. So there you go.
I'm on my way.
All righty.
Well, all right, then.
All right. So from South Central Pennsylvania, this is...
Dwayne.
And JD.
Toodles.
Saying...
Enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, this is Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania again. I just gave a short commercial about Customized. So why Customized? Well, not only do you get to be encouraged by Coach Chris, which that in itself is amazing. This guy does 110 miles on the road for Donna in February. This guy's amazing. Not only does he show up each week to help us. He's going through the trials of all this COVID stuff too. This guy did his runs on treadmill. Man, that alone is worth its weight in gold. And maybe even more so, the people that you have in Customized. Man, we have people from all over the world. Ross, look forward to hearing from you again soon during the morning chat once your time change is back to ours, closer to ours. But we have people running in Ohio. We have people running in Alabama. We have people running in New Jersey and Texas. Oh, and of course Pennsylvania. And we're all out there encouraging each other. Coach Chris just gave us some gold with related to getting those miles in. He gave us three tips that I want to share with you. One, getting a good playlist. Spotify's amazing. I think we should share our playlist. I don't know how to do that, but definitely think that's something worthwhile. He mentioned a Disney playlist, which sounds pretty fun. He talked about running with a friend. I have to say that's amazing too. Just having somebody to get out there in these cold miles. Because virtual races, let's be honest, we're kind of done with them, right? I did it a couple times last year. And then, last but not least, charge. I personally have done it just a couple times, but I have to say that if you haven't already done the half marathon for Jeff and listened to the audio, 4 hours of gold. And so I look forward to what they're going to do with charge. So get out there if you're having trouble with your miles. Also, look us up on Strava. We'd love to support you. Love seeing your runs. And keep enjoying it. Get your extra mile. And this is Nate from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin, fellow Extra Mile podcast listener, old Jim from south of Council Bluffs. Friday the 5th of March. Just got done with my second outdoor run of the year. And guess I thought I'd take another opportunity to say a few things. Beautiful day, totally cloud-free right now, sunny, 32 degrees when I started, so still wearing the long running pants. I generally will go to shorts when it's 33 or more, so 32, still fairly cool for this old guy, but ran the same route I did the other day. Came down to the trailhead of the Wabash Park and then ran west on the dead end road to where it hits the Manawa bike path, what I call the Manawa bike path. I don't know if it's got an official name or not, but it goes forever. And added a mile today instead of doing my usual 9 milers, just because I felt good and nice moderate pace. I wasn't in any duress or stress, so I added a half mile on the end, which added a mile to the total run, so it was an out and back 10 miler. The thing about those out and backs is once you get out, you are committed to coming back. So once you hit that 5 miles, you're committed to a 10 mile run. So I don't know how smart that is, but most runners aren't the smartest or sharpest knives in the drawer, however you want to coin the phrase. But fairly surprised. You know, the first mile was kind of slow. It was a 9:24. then after that, I just kind of seemed like I settled into a nice, real comfortable, sustainable pace, and everything was just right over nines. And then I hit like a 3 or 4 mile stretch there where I was putting them in the 850s, so I was under nines. Ended up at a nine. Well, here's where you can tell I'm a runner, because a true runner will always round down. So it was 1:30 and 16 seconds. So that would be a 9:01.6, which your watch rounds up to a 9:02, but a good runner, a true runner, will round down. So screw that 9:02, it was a 9:01 average pace. Hey, I'm a runner. You can always tell a runner, you just can't tell him much. Math never was my best subject, even though I have a degree in accounting. That doesn't make sense, does it? Anyway, this again, checking in, short submission, because I know there's going to be an edition of the Extra Mile Podcast coming out. A lot of waterfowl moving north, following the snow line, obviously, just like they follow it in the fall when they go south. In the spring, they follow that snow line going north. A lot of Canadian geese going north. A lot of snow geese, high, just skeins of them. So it, maybe they know something that that I don't know. Maybe it's going to be a earlier spring, and we're gonna get outside a little bit more, a little bit earlier. So anyway, that's enough. That's enough blathering for me. Home, shower, crossword puzzle, nap, lunch, nap, news, basketball. That's my day. That's what you do when you're old, retired. Hell, I've been retired longer than I've worked almost. That's, I think I retired when I was 50 years old, just short of 51. So, you know, I've been retired almost 20 years. That's hard to believe. Wow. Loving every minute of it. Get paid for waking up every morning. Hey, everybody. Take care, stay safe, train smart. Kevin, thanks for what you do. And, you know, here's the deal, Kevin. Gwinning? What's this gwinning stuff that I read about on the Facebook group page? People are gwinning. So now you have something named after you. Is that a noun or a verb? When you gwin. When you gwin, is it a noun? Or if you're gwinning, is that a verb? I don't know. But I'm pretty impressed. You've got something named after you. I don't got nothing named after me. Anyway, talk to you all later. Stay safe. Talk to you. Bye. Jim from South Tecumseh Bluffs. Out of here. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Coach Chris Twiggs, and I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who gave me encouragement through text message or kudos on Strava or even just sending up a quick prayer while I was running the Donna 110 miler. It really was awesome to know that there were so many people pulling for me during that, and congratulating me following that. So thanks so much. The power of this community is so strong, and I do appreciate all of you.
Well, there you go, episode 197 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I told you, good stuff, huh? Again, special thanks to the Three Stooges for our weather report in this episode. You know, they tease me about all this weather stuff. But seriously, who doesn't want to hear about the weather in a place that you're nowhere close to at a time days or weeks prior to when you're listening? I mean, in fact, I like the weather so much, here's a little bit more useless weather for you to take in. It's 48 and sunny in Turkey, North Carolina right now. It's 35 rainy and snowy in Homer, Alaska. It is 77 and fair in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it's 39 and sunny in, oh, never mind, that's Michigan. Who cares about Michigan? But seriously, no doubt things really are looking up, don't you think? If you just look at pure numbers, the pure numbers of this pandemic are far better, and they continue to improve at a rather impressive rate. The live and safe races are slowly coming back. You heard about some of them in today's episode. And here's something that I think of often, that I now know far more people who have had the vaccine for COVID-19 than who ever contracted the virus. That's all good news, isn't it? I mean, it is moving in the right direction. A few things that I heard throughout this episode that piqued my interest. The first one is this whole prediction run thing. A few people spoke about it, and other than a Coach Twiggs workout that he puts in his customized training program for some folks, that's really all I know. It definitely was not around way back when I was a customized training client. Or maybe it was and it just wasn't called that. Or maybe it's a different rendition or version of it. Nothing that I certainly remember from my days. And I plan on asking Coach Twiggs about this whole prediction run thing in the upcoming episode of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway edition, 8.2, which I'm working on right now. It should be out in a week or two. And while we're talking about Customize, am I the only Extra Miler that's not using Customize right now? I think it's rather weird and a backwards thinking on my part. I mean, usually runners have a goal in mind, right? And then they look around for a training program, and then they find a coach if they think they need one that will help them reach that goal. I find myself hearing all of you using customized training and wanting to join you all without any sort of goal in mind, you know? Wanting to join customized and then come up with a goal. What I think I'm saying is customized training seems to be motivating. Just the plan is motivating, don't you think? Now, I do know that Jeff's team is still at least considering, again this year, adding a customized training plan to their VIP half marathon training, should you want to sign up for that, right? So you sign up for the VIP and it includes customized training up to and including Jeff's half marathon in December. And this whole VIP thing, at least in the past, and we'll have some more updates as we move forward, includes a lot more than just, you know, 6 months of customized training. There are some pretty amazing perks that I think you guys, all of us, should consider. And let me tell you my feeling about the VIP program. When I first looked at it, before I had ever tried it, my first thoughts were, yeah, those things would be very cool, but I'm not sure how cool. I'm not sure that they're actually worth the extra money. And then I bit the bullet and got the VIP. And what I found very strongly was, as those perks came, you know, as an example, free breakfast the morning of and get together, and then, I don't know, we'll talk about all the perks, but there are quite a few of them, including customized training. But as they came, at the finish line, an amazing buffet. Whoa. But anyway, as those perks came, my mind changed from, hey, they would be nice to have, to, oh my God, I'm so glad I did this. Anyway, more of that as we get closer to what will, fingers crossed, God willing, be the Jeff Galloway 13.1 live in December this year. How cool would it be if the Extra Mile podcast just took over Jeff's VIP services this year, right? And I mentioned something about the Extra Mile podcast Jeff Galloway edition, 8.2 that I'm working on. It will be out soon. I have a chat with Jeff just in a couple of days. And Chris Twiggs and I have already chatted about what he and I are going to talk about. In this coming episode, we're going to chat with Jeff about running form. I'm intrigued about some of the things that Jeff talks about with regard to running form. I'll also try to get an update on the Jeff Galloway 13.1 and some of the other things Jeff has teased on previous episodes. And with our chat with Coach Twiggs, we're going to do a David Letterman top 10 style chat and ask Coach Twiggs to count down the top 5 Jeff Galloway run, walk, run mistakes that he sees. I think that'll be kind of interesting, and I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's all I got. Special thanks for everyone who sent the submissions in for this episode. Special thanks to all of you who downloaded this one and gave us the last hour of your lives. Please tell your friends about us. And special thanks to our friends over at Skoosh Bands. It's definitely Skoosh Band weather, and gonna get worse. So head over to skooshbands.com or check out the show notes for that link. And make sure you have a couple of Skoosh Bands ready for when the heat reappears for wherever you're at. We gave away 2 Skoosh Bands, by the way, last week on our closed Facebook page. So if you're not a member of that page, get over there, ask to be let in, and you'll see when we give away the next couple of Skoosh Bands. My buddy John has agreed to give away a couple of them each month or so. So there'll be more, and that's where to find out about how you can win them. I think we gave one to Chad, and we gave one to Bethany this week. And like I said, we're gonna give away more. So that's all I got. Y'all take care. Look for the Extra Mile Podcast Jeff Galloway Edition 8.2 within the next week or two. And until the next time, you all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
It's time for fun facts. Today we're heading to Pennsylvania, home of Betsy Ross, the Liberty Bell, Constitution Hall, and Punxsutawney Phil, the weather forecasting groundhog. Pennsylvania is our second state entering the Union on December 12, 1787. Here are 5 fun facts about Pennsylvania. 1. Pennsylvania is the only one of the original 13 colonies that doesn't border the Atlantic Ocean. 2. Also, if you like to drink carbonated milk while lecturing students in a school auditorium, then you'd be breaking the law in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. 3. In Lower Pottsgrove Township, there is a place called Ringing Hill because the rocks made a ringing sound when you hit them with a hammer. Number 4. The famous crossing of the Delaware is reenacted every Christmas Day at Washington Crossing. Number 5. If you love chocolate, and come on, who doesn't, then you'll want to visit Hershey, Pennsylvania, the chocolate capital of the United States. And there you have it, 5 fun facts about Pennsylvania. See you next time on Fun Facts.